your Locked On NHL, your daily podcast on the National Hockey League. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Internet, happy Monday. You're listening to Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's show, before we do anything else, is brought to you by Built Bar. You can go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. My name is Sarah Avampato. I am your host of today's show. You can also hear me on Locked On Los Angeles Kings as I further descend into madness as my team disappoints me in new and interesting ways pretty much every time I turn around. But today we're talking about teams that aren't disappointments and are in fact doing pretty darn well for themselves. So we're going to get to that today. First off, though, I want to say a big thank you to Rob Leano from Locked On Arizona Coyotes, who stepped in for me as I had to kind of unexpectedly go out of town, handle some family stuff, and was not exactly in a position to be doing too much podcasting while I was at that. So thank you to him for jumping in. I also had the pleasure of talking with him for our own shows about our own respective teams, and looking forward to getting to have him on the show soon here to talk about his own team, the Coyotes, and get to see what is up with them. So you'll get to hear more from Rob throughout the season, and hopefully next time if he's stepping in for me, it's because I did something cool. Like, I don't know, I was gonna say like went to a beach, but no one can go anywhere at all and have fun, so we'll just call that wishful thinking for now. Anyway, though, back to the hockey. Not about me. We're here to talk about the NHL and some cool stuff going on in it today. First up, I've got Jared Ellis from Locked On Hurricanes breaking down kind of a random trade that Carolina made. And we're going to look at who are some of the secret weapons who are helping the Carolina Hurricanes look great every time they go out there on the ice. So that is first up on today's show. And then we talk to Armando Velez from Locked On Florida Panthers, because the Panthers are doing surprisingly well, depending on whose projections and models and predictions you were looking at to start out the year. Most people did not think the Florida Panthers were going to be in a playoff spot, but right now they sure are. So we take a look at what is driving the success of the Florida Panthers. All that is coming up on today's show, plus maybe a few more surprises. We'll see how much time we've got left at the end of our time together here. But first up, we're heading to Raleigh, North Carolina to take a look at the Carolina Hurricanes. So the COVID break is something that I think is coming for each and every team eventually, sooner or later. And the Carolina Hurricanes were one of the first teams to have to take a little pause in their season because of a lot of players going out on the COVID list. Since then, they have been looking like they haven't missed a beat at all. So we've got Jared today from Locked On Hurricanes to talk about what is going on with his team, including some trade news that happened right as I was getting ready to put together this very show. So we'll start out with the trade, actually, because it seems like it kind of came out of nowhere. I guess for anyone who didn't see the news, because it kind of maybe flew under the radar, can you tell us about the trade the Hurricanes made on Saturday and what your first impressions were of it?
Yeah, the trade the Hurricanes made, they traded Ryan Dzingel back up to Ottawa. He's obviously been up there before, but they traded him for Cedric Paquette. No, I'm totally butchering that. Traded for him and then Alex Galchenyuk. And it kind of is what it is. It's definitely a cap dump trade because they freed up a little bit of cap room with it. Not a whole lot of room, but, you know, cap room is cap room. It is what it is. I'm not thrilled about the trade because Galchenyuk, you know, he's been passed around more than a joint in a college frat house. And then Paquette, he is what he is. Like, he's not all that great. He was on a really good Tampa team, so he was able to kind of hide his shortcomings there. And that hasn't been able to hide in Ottawa this year. So it'll be interesting to see how things go whenever they get down here. I know they're looking to have them in the lineup. I believe they're playing Columbus on Monday. They're flying the guys to Toronto. And they're driving from Toronto to wherever they're playing. I don't know if it was Raleigh or Columbus. I think it's Raleigh. But yeah, it is what it is. Dzingel, he really never panned out here. he likely wasn't going to come back anyway. It was contract year for him. I know during the qualifying round, whenever he was getting scratched a lot, he was very upset and he was demanding a trade then. So the fact that he is getting traded doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's sports. I mean, it's business. You know, if a guy's not going to resign, you're going to try to trade him, see what you can get.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like he was someone who never quite caught on in Carolina. So it's not too surprising to see him on his way back out. And yeah, like you said, he's going back to a team he already knows, even if there's been a ton of turnover in Ottawa since he left the first time. Where do you imagine Paquette and Galchenyuk fitting in the lineup? Or are they, you know, is there even room for them? Or are they just going to be kind of extra bodies? Because as we've seen lately, the Hurricanes have had to play shorthanded a couple times because of injuries and because of COVID lists and all that stuff. So where do you think that they're going to fit for the Hurricanes?
Well, before I answer that question, you also mentioned Columbus. And another trade that the Hurricanes did today was they acquired a seventh round pick in the 2022 NHL draft from the Columbus Blue Jackets in exchange for the rights to Gregory Hoffman. Just another little trade they made today there, which, again, that one is what it is. I'm not really crazy about that one. But I imagine both of those guys, they'll be bottom six guys. I know I have the game against Dallas on mute right now in the first intermission report. Who was it? I believe it was Shane Willis. I think Shane Willis said it rather than Trip Chasey. The Paquette fitting in on the fourth line center, which I could see that. Galchenyuk, I honestly don't know where he'll fit in, to be completely honest with you. I did see a thing on Twitter earlier today, which I frankly agree with. I kind of feel he's just going to be another Ryan Dezingle. Like, they're not going to use him properly. And he's just going to waste away on the roster.
I feel like that's basically like the Alex Galchenyuk story ever since he left Montreal. It's just not really fitting anywhere. Yeah. So I think this is what, his like seventh team or something. So
something like that. And he's a fairly young guy too, right?
Yeah. And just has not found a home. I feel like there's second chances and then there's seventh or eighth chances. So
yeah, I mean, we don't know. I mean, they haven't even played for us yet. I mean, for all we know, they could be, you know, amazing fits. And this is going to be their forever home, you know, just like a foster dog or something like that. I mean, we don't know. We'll see how it goes. But it's not necessarily one that I have super high hopes for. I mean, it's just a depth trade. We'll see how it goes, though. But I'm not super thrilled about it. But they had to do something with the single because he wasn't working out.
There is more coming up right after this. We are covering everything you need to know about the NHL, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get back to the show.
Well, it is a little bit too early to do standings watching, and yet we all kind of do it anyway. And Carolina right now is kind of in this weird blob of teams that include Columbus and Chicago and also the Florida Panthers. And I kind of feel like if you had asked anyone, you know, who are the Carolina Hurricanes going to be jockeying with position most, I don't think anyone would have said Chicago. So, you know, like I said, it's early, but what do you think the Hurricanes need to do to kind of start leapfrogging these teams that no one really thought were going to be in contention? And yet here they are all kind of locked together points wise.
I would definitely say just play consistently. That's the biggest thing. And win games, obviously, I mean, that's the easy thing to say, but be consistent because that can be an issue for the Hurricanes of just being inconsistent and really play teams hard like we know they can. They've played decent in their last few games. They've been playing good in this game against Dallas so far from what I've been able to see. And Dallas just scored as soon as I got that out of my mouth. But, yeah, just be consistent and do what they can with injuries to prevent them. And then whenever injuries do happen, just be next man up, just like My Patriots, their motto, it's always next man up.
Well, they're going to see all three of those teams in this coming week. Columbus, Florida, and Chicago are all on the schedule for Carolina. Who's one player? We'll close this out with this. Who's one player other than the usual of Sebastian Aho and Andrei Svechnikov? Like, who are you really looking forward to take a big step and to have a big moment in some of these upcoming games?
Oh, it's absolutely Vincent Trocheck. He's been on fire this year so far, and I'm really enjoying watching him. Another one is Brock McGinn. He's been with the Hurricanes for years now. And as of right now in this recording, he's on a four-game goal streak, which is the longest for his career. He's bottom six guys, so he doesn't have the chances like a Sebastian Aho, Teuvo Teräväinen, and Andrei Svechnikov. So he'd be one to look out for as well. Those are definitely my two guys right now.
Awesome. We will keep an eye out on that. Hopefully all your new guys will fit right into the lineup and start surprising everybody. But, you know, it's hockey. Stranger things have happened, I guess. For people who want to find out more, who maybe there's an Alex Galchenyuk super fan out there who wants to follow him to the Carolina Hurricanes, where can they find you and your show out there online?
You can find the show on Twitter at @LO_Hurricanes. You can give us a like on Facebook at Locked On Hurricanes Podcast. And if you want, you can follow my own Twitter at @JaredEllis_96.
All right. Thanks so much and good luck to the Hurricanes.
Thank you to Jared for talking about the Carolina Hurricanes with me. Next up, we've got Armando Velez of Locked On Panthers to help shed some light on a team that I feel like more people should probably be paying attention to. So we continue our look at the eastern chunk of the United States in the hockey world, and we turn to the Florida Panthers, who are doing, let's say, a little better than expected. If you asked people at the beginning of the season where they thought the Panthers were going to be, even this early on, it is probably not, you know, where people thought that they were going to be in the standings. Right now, they are second in the cobbled together Central Division, and so we're going to take a look at what is going on with the Panthers. I have Locked On Panthers host Armando Velez, who is one of the newest hosts on the network, and I'm so glad to have him here on the show today, making his national show debut with me, at least, as we talk about the Panthers. So welcome to the show. Welcome belatedly, I guess, to the network. What can you tell me about the Florida Panthers and how they got to be looking so good this early in the season?
Well, first of all, Sarah, I want to say thank you for having me. And I am very thankful to be part of the network. How these guys got here was just, it's simple. Bill Zito, when he first came in to take the general manager spot, he said he wanted to create a little bit of turnover on the roster with getting some familiar faces in Alex Wenberg, Marcus Nutivaara, Anthony Duclair from the Chicago days with Q, Vinny Hinostroza, along with getting experienced players with Patrick Hornquist, trading him for Mike Matheson, getting rid of that contract. And just, it felt like a fresh new start for this franchise after 10 years of the Dale Tallon era. And bringing in a three-time Stanley Cup champion in Coach Q, you know that he's going to be there because he wants to win. This isn't a slow rebuild type of deal. The Florida Panthers have had their opportunities of creating this core, and they've just fallen short for so many years. So these acquisitions from these last 2 years are saying, hey, we're ready to go to take this next step.
One of the biggest storylines from last season was, of course, Sergei Bobrovsky and not exactly performing up to the contract that he was given, and a lot of people being concerned about, you know, was this a mistake? You know, is he going to be the goalie going forward for the Panthers? Do they need to start over? What's he looking like this season? Is he still kind of in control in net? Is there pressure from behind, essentially, to make him you know, kind of be looking over his shoulder to make him perform a little better?
There's absolutely something looking over his shoulder but let's first start with saying that he's had a better start to this season than last year, with only suffering his first regulation loss this past Saturday against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yeah, the goals against average aren't really good with it being in the high twos, low threes. But there's been times this season that when he's needed to shut it down most, he's been able to. I can recall a game against Columbus where they ended up winning a shootout. Another one, low scoring game against the Nashville Predators as well, where, and the recent game against the Detroit Red Wings, where it was a low scoring 2-1 win. But the pressure is coming from, number one, the backup goalie in Chris Streeger, whose numbers are way lower than Sergei Bobrovsky playing with the same lineup. And the only two losses that he has, one of them was in a shootout and one of them was a game where the Florida Panthers just didn't show up at all on Super Bowl Sunday and on late, an early start time on Super Bowl Sunday against the Detroit Red Wings. But there's also some pressure coming from the goalie pipeline. One thing that I took pride during the World Juniors was that the Florida Panthers had both sides of the Canadian and the USA team as starting goalies that were Panther prospects. So there's some pressure there as well.
There is more coming up next, but right now I want to tell you about Built Bar, because as I had to do some unexpected travel, like I mentioned, that meant that I wasn't home to receive a package that I had been waiting for quite some time. And that was the latest package of treats that I ordered from Built Bar. Many of us here on the Locked On Podcast Network, I can speak for myself, but I know some of my colleagues here are on the same exact train. We're not just reading these ads and sharing the information about the Built Bar with you because, you know, we have to. We're also sharing it with you because we, too, think that Built Bars are pretty delicious. As I'm recording this right now, I'm sitting and looking at like four boxes of them just stacked up in my house. The latest Built Bars that I ordered were peanut butter flavored, and they were not just regular Built Bars. They were Built Bar Bites, because now you can also get little bite-sized versions if, for some reason, a full-sized Built Bar is too much for you. I also got the vanilla chocolate Built Bar Puffs, which are marshmallowy treats, which also made me really happy. So I was really excited when I got home for several reasons. One, my cats were mad at me. Two, it was nice to sleep in my own bed again. Three, I had a whole bunch of Built Bars ready and waiting for me to return. If you don't know what a Built Bar is, it is the best tasting protein bar that is out there. It comes in 18 amazing flavors, including peanut butter, like I mentioned already. My personal favorite, cookies and cream. They've also got toffee almond, banana bread, salted caramel, and many more. They're covered in 100% chocolate, and not only are they tasty, but they're also pretty darn healthy for you. They're low in calories, low in sugar, high protein, high fiber, and just great all around. So go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code Locked On, and you get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Also, if you haven't already heard about Bet Online, well, it is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV, and they've got real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds that you need. It is the best way to place your bets, and it is free to sign up. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, and make sure you're using promo code LOCKEDON when you sign up and get a special bonus in your account. That is betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. Of course, if you're already listening to this, you know about the magic of Locked On NHL, but maybe today is your first day tuning into the show, in which case I say welcome. And I want to make sure you don't miss another big hockey story, because every week we start off here on Locked On NHL with me talking to some local experts covering the biggest stories in hockey. On this show, you can get reactions to blockbuster trades, deep dives on the teams destined to be at the top of the standings, and analysis of hockey's hottest stars. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NHL wherever you get your podcasts. Of course, I feel like, you know, some of the Panthers players, Alexander Barkov in particular, I feel like are constantly underrated, even though they are also getting accolades and getting noticed. But I feel like if you ask your average, you know, hockey fan, who are some of the big names on the Florida Panthers, they might have to think for a little bit about it. But, you know, presuming that our audience here at Locked On NHL knows, you know, Huberto, knows Barkov, who else on this roster is really kind of helping carry the way for this team early on in the season, helping them collect wins?
Two names One of them is Carter Verhaeghe, who was just on the Tampa Bay Lightning just last season on their Stanley Cup run. But he was a guy who really wasn't cracking the lineup or really wasn't up on the lines with Tampa Bay. So whenever you win a championship in any sport, and especially with a COVID year happening, it becomes harder when you win and keep a certain amount of players. So the Florida Panthers were beneficiaries of that situation, grabbing Verhaeghe, a guy who led the AHL in points in 2019. And another one is Patrick Hornquist, the guy who the Florida Panthers got in a trade for Mike Matheson. And there was talk about, is this guy over the hill? Does this guy still have it? And he's a two-time champion. And there have been times where, especially against the first matchup against Columbus, where the Panthers weren't going to get 0 points, and in the final 10 seconds, there's a big deflection off of Patrick Hornquist for the game-tying goal to force overtime. So he's been there to screen goalies. He's been there for deflections. So he's been there when the Panthers have needed him most to create that game-changing play.
Do you think the success for the Panthers is going to be sustainable? Do you think that they're going to be able to pull off a playoff spot as we get towards the latter half, really, of the season, which sounds wild to say, but here we are.
Well, they've set themselves in a good pace that even if they were to drop a little bit, they could still recover. But it's great to have such a fast start as these guys have. And it helps with playing Detroit and Chicago 8 times during this season. And though I do believe that playing a team, especially Chicago, I think that they're going to be a tough out, even though they're going to go through some growing pains. Detroit, there's a lot of talent that's lacking on that team. Nashville's getting a little bit on the older side, and Columbus is a little bit of, right now, a PR nightmare over there. So I think that this is a chance for the Florida Panthers to really fight for that top four. And right now they set themselves on a really good pace.
Well, as someone who loves a good underdog story, I'm excited to see the Panthers kind of start proving some people wrong this season. I want to close with something that I feel like is a little bit of a fan favorite for anyone, even non-Panthers fans. I feel like people just all over the hockey world love this guy, and that is Roberto Luongo, who it was just announced that he is presuming that the Winter Games, the Olympics happen, and that the NHL is a part of that. He was just announced to be one of the assistant general managers for Hockey Canada, and he's someone who's been taking a bigger and bigger role behind the scenes, including on the Panthers. There's already been some talk about, is Vancouver going to blow things up in their front office and try to bring him in or whatever? But, you know, all that is in the future. But what does that mean to this franchise, to the Panthers, to have someone as iconic as Roberto Luongo really be getting a bigger role and getting more experience in this sort of front office capacity?
As far as Roberto Luongo being an ambassador, he's been an ambassador for this team even before he took the front office role. I recorded a Sunday episode of Locked On Panthers and included his speech from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event that happened on February 14th of 2018, and how his voice is something that lifted up the community. If you guys want to go see it, you could go on the podcast and listen to it. And he's been like that for the community. And when he took the front office role, he actually influenced the front office to take a look at 7th round pick Devon Levi, who ended up being the starting goalie for Team Canada in the World Juniors. So it seems as if they got a good eye for hockey in their front office, and it's starting to show early. And Devon Levi actually performed the final part of the World Juniors with a cracked rib, I believe. So he was playing through some horrific injury going on. So they got a tough one on their hands.
Well, it seems like some exciting times for the Panthers and for the fan base that I think has been clamoring for a team to really step up into the spotlight. You know, maybe this year is it, and I'm excited to keep tabs on it as we go throughout the season. For people who want to hear more from you, want to hear more about the Panthers, to go check out that episode you mentioned with the Luongo speech from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas event. Where can they find you and Locked On Panthers out there on the internet?
They can find the show on anywhere you listen to podcasts. They can find the Twitter account at @LO_FLA Panthers. And they could also follow me on Twitter at @MondoMan12.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And we'll be glad to check in with you again later on the season as we see what the Panthers are up to again. Thank you to Armando and to Jared both for joining me on the show today. We'll be back tomorrow with more Locked On NHL content, so don't forget to tune in. Subscribe if you haven't already. You can find this show on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. Keep up to date with everything going on, not only on this show, but across the network. I'm on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. You can see my occasional hot takes and weird thoughts about the Los Angeles Kings and, you know, cool goals that other teams score, because my team doesn't really do a whole lot of that. We are available, of course, wherever podcasts are found. Tell your friends all about it and make sure you come back tomorrow and every day this week for more great hockey content. Until next time, this has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.